Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Militias are a security threat to the entity of the state, and their existence is a Sharia violation. Armed clashes took place in the city of Dongola, in the capital of the northern state, on the evening of Friday, November 21st, 2021, between the forces of the Sudanese army and an armed group known as Awlad Gamri, north of the inner city transport station. According to what was reported in the news, the leader of the group, named Altam Gamri, was injured and taken to the hospital, and there is news of the killing of his private guard. This clash occurred despite the fact that this militia is originally among the groups fighting alongside the Sudanese army, and this confirms the danger of relying on militias, for there is no respectable state that allows the existence of other armed forces besides it, other than its official armed forces. Unfortunately, Sudan has become the country of militias par excellence. Militias of various types and multiple names. There are regional militias, local militias, and even tribal militias, and others that are familial, until all regions of Sudan have become a stage for militias. And this militia chaos is a warning of the tearing apart of the country, because militias that are outside the authority of the state can easily be penetrated by colonial states if they were not the ones that originally created and armed them, as happened with the Darfur movements, which carried arms against the state for many years, and some of them are now fighting with the regular army, but not under its banner, rather under different leaders and their own flags. So what prevents these militias from one day turning against the state as they did in the past? And it is sufficient as an example what happened with the rapid support forces, which the Bashir government relied on in fighting the rebels. And when they grew strong, they directed their weapons against the army and against the state, helping America in its plan to detach Darfur from the body of Sudan. It is essential that the state does not allow the existence of any armed forces outside the scope of its armed forces and outside the authority of the state, because the existence of these militias outside the control of the state is a threat to its unity and a warning of the fragmentation of its entity. Rather, their existence is a violation of Sharia, for in Islam, such chaos is not permitted. It came in the draft constitution of the Khilafah, Caliphate State, prepared by Hizb ut-Tahrir, and which will return soon, Allah willing, in Article 66, the entire army is to be made one army placed in special camps. But some of these camps must be placed in the various provinces, and some of them in strategic locations. Some of them are to be made into permanently mobile camps, which form strike forces. These camps are organized into multiple groups, each of which is called an army and is given a number. So it is said the First Army, the Third Army, for example, or it is named after a province of the provinces or a district of the districts. We must work to establish the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, on the method of the prophethood, which adheres to Sharia and will not allow the existence of any forces other than the army of the state, which protects the frontiers and fights in the path of Allah. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم. O you who have believed, respond to Allah and to the Messenger when He calls you to that which gives you life. Al-Anfal 24. Ibrahim Uthman, Abu Khalil, official spokesman of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Sudan.